You made a countdown? Welcome to Success in Life, everybody, for Wednesday. Your host, Dr. QB Davis King, live in the Success in Life studio. It's hump day, everybody. Let's get it on. Feel the excitement. Well, here we are once again in the Success in Life studios. I am your host, Dr. QB Davis King. Thank you for joining me once again live in the studios, Success in Life studio in La Jolla, California. What a great day it is, everybody. Looking out the window, absolutely beautiful. And another day we have to motivate, to inspire, and to lift up each other. And another opportunity we have to push forward on our agenda for success in life. We're reading out of the book, How to Call a Meeting with Yourself, Daily Success Habits That Produce Stunning Results, a book that I put to pen some time ago. It is still one of my favorite books. We're in chapter 11, page 42. And Wednesdays we meet, we're putting forth a weekly strategy and explaining daily success habits we must employ in order to succeed. Today, we invest 15 minutes bossing our thoughts. You see, the stunningly successful have learned a life skill that I find lacking among those who only wish for success. It's ironic that the people who need it the most are the ones who employ it the least. Here it is. They have learned to boss their thoughts. See, they jealously protect the thoughts that enter their minds. Their days are filled with reading and studying and listening to other highly successful people and reading their material. You see, this provides for them a powerful shield of protection. And it's this type of protection you will need in order to sustain long-term success. I find it fascinating that this group of people, these highly successful people, they seldom listen to talk radio while driving to a meeting or an appointment. Instead, they choose to listen to motivational and skills, personal development tapes and CDs. Or they take full advantage of that extra time they have to sharpen their delivery, master their techniques, and expand their knowledge. If you want to succeed, you must learn to control your thoughts. You see, the ability to control your thoughts is absolutely crucial to all the success you can ever desire. Now, follow me carefully on this. See, your subconscious mind, when directed to, will support whatever you believe. Wow. Let me say it again. Your subconscious mind, when directed to, will support whatever you believe. Now, when your subconscious mind is directed, it will support whatever you tell it. It's called self-talk. The science of self-talk goes hand in hand with bossing your thoughts. Now, I used to think this daily affirmation stuff, you know, self-talk, daily affirmation, I used to think that was just a waste of time until I fully understood the power of the subconscious. Everything you are today is a byproduct of what you've come to believe about yourself. Now stop and ponder that one. Everything you are today is a byproduct of what you've come to believe about yourself. And your beliefs, true or false, have become your reality. Have you ever noticed people whom you may think is unattractive but exude this incredible self-confidence. While on the other hand, you see people that are so-called beautiful people, but they lack the confidence to even walk in public. What's the difference between these two individuals? The way they think. You see, folks, you made you. I don't mean in the physical sense. I mean in the mental sense. Your self-image is the accumulation of attitudes, opinions, and thoughts you stored up about yourself since childhood. And all of these self-proclamations combined with emotions have created a non-stop mental video that you have been recording for years. This recording controls how you think, how you act, and how you ultimately perform. No matter what you feed your subconscious, it only serves to support you in that belief. For instance, if you say I'm stupid, your subconscious mind does not debate the issue with you. It makes an original recording, and every time you do something that you program to be stupid, your subconscious mind reinforces that belief. And it replays that tape and it says and replies back to you, yes, you are stupid. Because that's what you program into your mind. This is a stupid thing I've done. And every time you do something similar, your subconscious mind responds that back to you. And get this, everybody, you're stuck with that original recording until you stop the tape, rewind, delete, and reprogram that tape of your mind. The same holds true when you say, I'm ugly, I'm dumb, or I'm a loser. This is what I refer to as mind stamping. It's like taking a rubber stamp and making an impression on a piece of paper, such as you stamp on a piece of paper, paid. And every mind stamp recording you make when declaring such statements serves to vigorously reinforce your belief over and over and over again. Whether that belief is good or bad. In other words, your subconscious says, if you say you're stupid, then you're stupid. After all, you're the boss. I believe whatever you tell me, you are the master. So let me say again, you are the byproduct of all of your own thoughts. As you think, so you are. Well, folks, it's time to get rid of that stinking thinking. How? Well, the good news is you can build a new successful self-image. That's what's so powerful about success. At any point, you can build a new self-image. And how do you, what is that portion that allows you to accelerate this? It's called self-talk or affirmations. And by using self-talk and using words that create new mind pictures, that in turn evoke emotions, you can change who you are. Now, there's a proverb that says, as you think, so you are. So turn away from the negative to the positive. Declare that you're smart. Declare that you're beautiful. Learn to love yourself. Look at your star player in the mirror and learn to love you with all your bumps and bruises, your imperfections. That's you. Learn to love that person. And your subconscious mind will support you in that belief. You see, your subconscious mind doesn't judge you one way or the other. It just simply obeys and supports you. Now, I know for some of you, this is some potent stuff. And it may take you some time to fully understand and comprehend this science. I write about it in the book here. This is not some wacky nonsense. Fact is, you are employing this science this very instant without ever even knowing it. You are where you are today because you thought yourself there. Let me say it again. You are where you are today because you thought yourself there. You're driving the car that you're driving because you decided that you were going to drive the car. It doesn't matter even if it's a used car. You decided that that's the car you were going to drive. You are where you are today because you thought yourself there. Every situation you find yourself in is a direct byproduct of the thoughts you think. So you have the opportunity to change that. On Wednesdays, spend time reading your affirmations. Write out your affirmations. I am smart. I am positive. I learn easily. Make your affirmations in the affirmative, starting with I am, and read them diligently. It gets deep into your subconscious mind, and before you know it, you will find yourself thinking thoughts of success instead of thoughts of failure. It's true. Thoughts really do become things. That's my signal. Think it long enough and believe it strong enough, and it becomes your reality. Wow, our time has got away from us. Every Wednesday, spend time bossing your thoughts. Come on back on Thursday, everybody. We have another exciting program. Dr. Cuba Davis King signing off for the day. I'll see you on Thursday. Till I meet you again, Dr. King encouraging you, go out there and make your dreams king. Bye-bye, everybody.